God never misses his mark. Bible Students Courses, Course 1, Unit 7, Lesson 8, by Mark DeVoogt. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Isaiah 46:10. As we have seen in a previous lesson, missing the mark is the definition of sin. In Judges 20:16, one can see the definition of the word miss used in this verse by going to Strong's Concordance. While humanity constantly misses its perceived target, our Heavenly Father, on the other hand, never misses. When God targets something, He always hits the perfect bullseye. Nothing ever deviates from the placer's plan, logos. Not only that, but everything is always done flawlessly on time. He is never too soon and never too late. Since all is out of God and is operating through Him, Romans 11:36, then everything that happens occurs because of His wise plan and the precision of His purpose. One of the greatest examples of this is the introduction of sin and evil into His universe. Christianity will teach, in an effort to shield God from any association with sin and evil, that the adversary, Satan, was created in perfection and without blemish. But at some early stage of his existence, wickedness and rebellion was found in him, and he fell. There are two serious issues with this line of reasoning. First, if this is what really happened, and rebellion was found in Satan, and God didn't put it there in the first place, then that rebellion and wickedness was self-generated by Satan. This would mean that the adversary was his own creator. If that was the case, this means that there is more than one creative force in the universe. And if there are two creative forces in the universe, could there be more than just these two? And if there are more than two, how many more? As one goes down this slippery slope of reasoning, the God of Scripture becomes smaller and smaller, and the creatures begin to be self-elevated, higher and higher. Christianity, unknowingly or not, has been demeaning God ever since the deceptive teaching of Satan's fall was introduced. Secondly, if this was what truly occurred, and God did not intend for it to occur, then God himself is guilty of missing, I am sinning. For if he never planned Satan's position as adversary, then he missed the mark in creating him in perfection. In this faulty theory, God created a being that he intended to be perfect and missed in his design. If that is the case, then God is not one to be fully trusted, since his creature can deviate from his plan and intention. Yet we would do well to be reminded that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one apart from me. I am Yahweh, and there is no other. Former of light and creator of darkness, maker of good and creator of evil, I, Yahweh, make all these things. Isaiah 45:6 through 7. God always hits his mark perfectly square on. He created evil and brought sin into the world for a very specific purpose, to serve as a backdrop to demonstrate his grace, mercy, and loving kindness. And one day it will have fully accomplished his purpose, and he will remove it from his universe. Then his whole creation will acknowledge him for his wise and loving plan.